Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of those tired old methods that we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Ricardo Zulueta. He is a serial entrepreneur with an educational background in finance, and he has acquired knowledge in different fields as a founder of startups and a nonprofit foundation for suicide prevention. Ricardo, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
So one of the biggest things, dealing with the nonprofit, I'm all about mindset. What people need to understand is that we're all being taught the wrong things as far as mindset goes. So the most important things that people can really do a takeaway is one, that there's no problems that you can prevent, whether it's your business or your mindset, without being proactive about it. What we're being told today, when they talk about suicide prevention, really what happens is everything starts off with a negative perspective, which evolves to all these different mental health issues, which then become suicidal, tendencies at the very end, if you're successful, obviously. But it's all the same cause. So again, just like in business, you can't try and remedy the results. You always have to remedy the cause, because if the cause of the problem is still there, then all the remedying of the results doesn't matter. So what's happened in the mental health space is that people are now walking around thinking the result is the cause. The reason Josh here is depressed is because he has depression, and I'm happy because I have happiness. And so just knowing that in the first place is what's going to help people have a better mindset, because people are being taught the wrong thing. So my goal is really to change people's perspectives. But just like in sales, all you're really doing is changing people's perspectives. That's all, because your decisions follow those perspectives. So that's probably the biggest takeaways, I would think.
Man, that's a good way to put it, because, I feel this way because I am this way. It's not necessarily true. You feel this way because there is a trigger that is creating that feeling. Mm-hmm. And right. It doesn't define you. It just happens to be what you're dealing with in that moment. And that's exactly. One of the hardest things. And I want to hear you talk about this, but
yeah,
that's one of the hardest things for us as humans to really process, is my reality in front of me is potentially warped by my own self-perception, a chemical imbalance, childhood trauma, or any other number mm-hmm. of things.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for two people to look at the same thing and see the same thing.
Yeah, at the same time though, so things that you mentioned, trauma, for example, when you look at the cause of the problems, it's never a noun. It's not your dad was the problem. It's not trauma was the problem. It's that problem is happening right now. It's a verb. It's current. Something is happening, because if it was past tense, that means it's not a problem anymore. But when you blame it on a noun, it doesn't make any sense, because people have gone through the same trauma, but how come they're okay? So it's not the noun. It's the verb that's happening today. It's how you're dealing still with that trauma. It's the way you're talking about the daddy issues. Well, daddy's been out of your house for 15 years, but you're still complaining that it was your dad. It's kind of you now. And so the biggest things
hold on. I don't want the weight of what you just said to be lost there, because yeah. It's hard for us, because our ego protects us, for us to hear that's kind of you now. That is one of the hardest things for us to receive as human beings. And to me, if you're looking for a source of our problems, that's the source of our problems, because in deep down inside, we know it's kind of us now.
Yeah.
But we don't want to admit that. Talk about that for a minute.
So it's not necessarily, so the reason is because of this. Whenever we're in a bad situation or a negative mindset, we tend to love excuses and we hate accountability. So just to explain what I mean about accountability and how that kind of, we're in this coddle culture, right? We're always coddling people. They came up with this thing calling it mental illness because if we wanted to coddle people that are not feeling great to feel okay. But the problem is we told them, Josh, it's not your fault. You have a mental illness. Guess what I just did? Not only did I just take away accountability, because now you're going, first of all, you're in a bad mindset. Like I said, we love excuses. So you're like, oh, yes. People are actually relieved when they're being told like, oh, it's not me. Yes.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I'm the victim. Yeah.
Right. You're no longer accountable. But what happens is when you take away someone's accountability, you're saying there's nothing they can do about it. What you've also taken away is hope. And the problem with that is now you're amplifying the problem because we love excuses when we have a negative mindset. We all do it. I do it. Even all the best gurus that you know do it. None of them are permanently happy. The problem is that the education that we're being provided, right? People are being told, again, that the results are the cause, which is totally impossible, right? So when you have that mindset already, well, how are you going to get rid of it? That's why pills are so popular now. Almost everyone's on pills. Because back then, when I was growing up, depression was normal. Oh, someone passed away, you're depressed. Oh no, you had a bad childhood. Oh no, like I don't understand what the problem here is. So, and people think what they're trying to do is get rid of an emotion. An emotion is just a response to what? To the perspective you have currently. Right? That's all it really is. And people have to have this like educating because we're being told the wrong things. And when you're being told that there's nothing you can do about it, you actually get worse because now you just attach yourself to this excuse. I was talking to letting people. So I have a nonprofit called Start Day One. And basically what we're saying there is like, you have to be proactive about anything because I challenge anyone here to prevent cavities, but don't proactively brush your teeth. Okay, let's see what happens. I want you to prevent diabetes, but do not proactively eat a healthy diet. Tell your kids, eat all the candy they want, and let's see what happens. So what's good with being proactive is not only great for prevention, it's awesome for prediction. So when you're talking about businesses, I can predict how your business is going to be based on what you're doing all the time, proactively. So you have to know where you're going. And so that's why I came up with the evolution cycle framework. Basically what I've applied is things that we use in a business principles and applied it in our mental health. Evolution is basically a short for envision, execute, evaluate, and evolve. So envisioning, first, you have to know where you're trying to be. You're trying to create a future version of yourself. Think of your company and what you're doing is you're actually applying it to your mindset. You can't build a company and not know where you're trying to what you're trying to build. That's why a mission-driven company always goes and excels because a mission, just like a purpose, it doesn't care about pain or pleasure, right? You don't stop your business because like, oh, I'm not getting any more sales. Like, well, what do you have to do here? So you really have to envision. You have to figure out what you're trying to build. What are you trying to do? You can apply the same thing to yourself because your company is just an extension of yourself. After that, you go to execute. Just like everyone knows in business, the best way to learn is to try it out because everything we know are assumptions. That's the biggest thing I learned from going through the Startup Accelerator. Everything I know is an assumption. I don't know if you're
really,
right.
There really is no hard facts in the universe. even science, like I love science. Science is great, but even science evolves constantly because the accepted science of 600 years ago was that the entire universe like revolves around the earth.
Right.
You know, and that was science at the time.
Right.
And science is always questioning that. It's making assumptions. Mm-hmm. But those assumptions are just based on the preponderance of the evidence. And that's really how we need to leave. There's nothing hard and fast that is 100% absolutely true.
Right. And we have to apply that to our personal selves. We don't apply enough of this to ourselves. So just like a business, first you envision, right? And then you execute because it's the fastest way to learn. That's why Facebook says fail fast, right? Because people are now starting to learn that when you fail, you actually learn. If it's impossible to fail, it's impossible to learn. So that's the biggest thing about execution, because everything we all know, doesn't matter if they're the VCs or this startup in your business, I don't know if it's going to be the same, right? So until you execute, you really won't know. After that is when you do the evaluation stage. So just like yourself, actually, also to put in there, in the execution, what I've called now is minimum viable behaviors. Just like a minimum viable product for businesses, right? You apply that to the things that you want to accomplish. So when you're trying to change yourself because you're in depression, well, what are you doing? What are you doing this week? I'm not saying run a marathon or jump in ice because that's popular right now. Like, so you can be happy. You shouldn't need that. But I don't know if that's what's going to work for you. That's why we execute on these things. But what is the most minimum thing that you can do? How about a 10-minute walk every day? Will that, is that something you can do? I don't need you to be completely better, you know, the next day. Yeah.
That reminds me of a pretty well-known analogy there about, do you want to run a marathon, but you're out of shape? If nothing else, just put your shoes on.
That's right. That's right.
And then if that's all you can do next tomorrow, put your shoes on and walk outside.
That's right.
You know, it's like you take that one step at a time. You can do this. And eventually you can lead up to whatever it is that you want to do.
Right. And that's what successful startups do, right? They always kind of execute and try. The biggest ones that would really know this are marketers, right? They'll try A-B testing. Which one's working? Which one's not? And then, so that's where you go to the evaluation stage. What did you measure? How did it go? What's the feedback? What's the data? What did you learn? And when you apply that to your personal self and really look at like, all right, are you getting more sleep? Are you doing better? Do you feel better? The problem is you really have to be honest with yourself. And a lot of us are kind of like, no, I'm good. You know, like, are you though? You know, so are you still complaining about dad? Like, you know, we have to work on these things. So anyway, we don't know what's going to work. And that's after you execute on that, that's when you try to figure it out, just like businesses look at their financial statements and all that stuff. And then after that, once you have that data, that's when you evolve. You know, you have to evolve because you know, that's what people say about a fixed mindset. You have to be able to adapt to what's going on, to what you got from your feedback or data. There's two things you can do. In startups, they say either you pivot or persevere. Right? So pivot doesn't mean you're giving up on a whole idea. It's just you're trying a different approach, a different strategy, a different something, but still the same mission. That's why a mission is very important, you know? So you're still trying to continue what you're trying to accomplish, but you really have to look at, after looking at the evaluation, evolve. And then if it's persevere, basically something's working, but how can we scale this as far as business goes, right? But when it comes to your personal, you know, situation, what can you do now if something's working? Like, oh, it looks like walking outside is actually working. You know what? Let me do 20 minutes now. I think this is the way I go. But some people may be like, it's not working. It's like, let me try yoga. Maybe I need something a little more just mellow and I can't do this high energy stuff, you know? So again, that's why they execute. And it's a never ending cycle because people think growth is linear. And then, you know, oh, I got rid of depression. I'm happy. No one is permanently happy. That is impossible. Because those are just reactions. Happiness is just an emotion. Sadness, depression, all that stuff are just reactions. So you trying to get rid of an emotion, you're trying not to be human. So when people can leave with that idea and realizing like, oh, that's all that is? Depression is just a result because of my perspective? Well, you're going to do a lot better afterwards because now you realize like, oh, it's just like the intake, the input. So when you look at your business, it's the same exact thing. When you don't study your business and where it's going, it's like, well, how can you stay in business if you don't even know, if you're not even evaluating any kind of results or where it's going, or if you're not executing and trying things, then you just think, oh, this is what's going to work. Well, how do you know? Wait, you don't have any data or any feedback. You didn't talk to customers. Like, how do you know? That's odd. So, but we have to apply that to ourselves. Get feedback from people. You know, what did I do? How am I doing? How do I do this? You know, and that's what you have to do. And so, you know, by being able to apply this kind of mindset or the evolution cycle, it helps you just apply the same things that we do in business that you don't realize you can actually apply to yourself. And it's continuous. There's no end point in personal development. You don't all of a sudden stop. I'm successful.
I made it.
Yeah. Success.
I have personally developed
to the finish line. I'm done.
Right. Because success and happiness are all temporary. The same thing with depression. No one is permanently depressed. No one is permanently happy. No one is permanently successful. Do you guys remember America Online? I thought they were going to rule the world. No one even knows who they are anymore. These kids, they don't know AOL. You know, you see an AOL email, like what is that?
so tell us a little bit, Ricardo, about what you're working on, who's a good fit and how they can connect with you.
Right now, I'm basically, you know, I came on board because we're talking about mindset and stuff. So I have a nonprofit called Start Day One. And what we do is proactively help people rather than reactively waiting for people to, you know, have the problem. Because most of the things that you see right now is, you know, call me when you're suicidal, which kind of weird to me. You know, you're not suicidal yet, Josh, call me next week. Basically what we do is do things proactively by getting people like yourself, you know, speaking in front of more people, because people just need inspiration. They need to exposure to it. So the more we can support that, we have this thing called Podcast for Prevention, and we're hoping that we can amplify what we're doing with other, you know, broadcasters like yourself. And that's really what we're trying to do. And hopefully help other people with their mindset and really do true prevention.
Excellent. I love that. And where can we go to learn more?
You can go to startdayone.org, and all the handles is at startdayone.org.
Very well. We're going to wrap up from here. Thank you so much to our guest, Ricardo Zulueta, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to get your mind right so that you can truly thrive in whatever profession you choose. You can learn more about his organization by going to startdayone.org. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Now go get that big ticket punched. See you later.